Today on Real Life Radio.
My salvation will not be taken away from me. That being the case, do I go do whatever I want to? Or do I do what God wants me to do? Listen to me right now. If you call yourself a Christian and you live for what you want to do, you are not free, and there's serious doubts if you're a Christian.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David J., thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. Did you know that you can defeat fear with faith? If you want your life to be ignited every day with effortless faith, peace, purpose, and direction, you're going to love our current featured resource. It's called Ignite Your Life by Barry McGuire. Now, Barry's infectious love for Christ shines through every page of this book. You're going to really like it. You're sure to realize that the further we stray from the Lord, the greater the turmoil, and the closer we get to Him, well, the greater the peace, the love, and joy that we have in our hearts.
It is a book that is a must read to help you learn how to share Jesus Christ with everybody in any situation. You're going to be surprised as to how easy it is to move someone just a little bit closer to Jesus Christ.
Ignite Your Life by Barry McGuire is our gift to you when you make a donation of any amount to the Ministry of Real Life. Go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com and get your copy of Ignite Your Life today. On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack continues his series now called 1 Corinthians with a message titled, To Tell the Truth. 1 Corinthians was written by the Apostle Paul to the Church of God in Corinth, and it's a study on how to stay true to the gospel message of Jesus Christ. You see, the church in Corinth lived their life very differently from the truth of the gospel. So Paul challenges that church to line up their faith with their actions. Today, Pastor Jack teaches that if we're honest, we all have physical wants and desires, but our physical side affects our spiritual side, and if we do whatever feels good, well, we're headed for trouble. Now with his message called To Tell the Truth, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
We pray that your word would speak to us, and Father, in Jesus' name, I pray. I knew that this day was coming. I knew that these scriptures were coming, and Lord, frankly, you know, as I confess before these people, I'm kind of freaked out about them because they are so precious. And I don't know if it's going to be viewed by your flock today as precious. It needs to be. It's been cooking in my heart for a long time. And I pray, Lord, that as maybe some hear it today for the first time, they might say, what? But God, I pray that you would radically come upon us. Lord, just like this California sky is covered right now by a glorious cloud, Lord, bring us, Father, your great cloud of glory. Speak to our hearts. We ask in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. Amen. Grab your Bibles. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Something's going on in the world, and you know it. You feel it. If you're a Christian, you are what the Bible says, discerning the times and the seasons. And that has led us as a church to be very excited and very committed about getting the Word of God out. But we can't do that unless we as Christians are healthy and energized to obey the Word of God. And so this morning, the message is going to be a challenge to us to obey the Lord. And so if you're visiting for the first time today, do not raise your hand right now. We're glad you're here. I'll meet you later, but I don't want to be intimidated by seeing your sweet face right now and me thinking maybe I should back off a little bit on the intensity of this teaching. Can't do that. I need to obey the Lord on this. And if we do obey the Lord, we will be liberated. The title of the message this morning is To Tell the Truth. To Tell the Truth. If you were around from about 1959, I was 1 year old, from about 1959 to actually the early 70s, there was a program called To Tell the Truth. Does anybody remember? Raise your hand. Please encourage me. Yes! To Tell the Truth. And if you remember, there would be a panel of Hollywood elites, and they would have questions about a certain person, a real person. And so there would be people who would come out and they would say, hello, my name is, I'll just make it up. Hello, my name is Joe Johnson. And that person would step back. And then the next person would say, my name is Joe Johnson. And then the next person would step up and say, my name is Joe Johnson. And then they would sit down and the audience, or I shouldn't say the audience, the Hollywood questioners would say, Joe Johnson, where were you born? And they would ask them questions about who this Joe Johnson, because he's a famous person, which one was the real guy? Because back in those days, there weren't much TV going on. So it could have been Bill Gates back in those days and nobody would have known what Bill Gates looked like. So who is this person? We've heard about Joe Johnson, but his face, we need to figure out which one out of the three is the real deal. And so they asked the questions. And the real guy was to lie so convincingly that he would fool the panel. And the other people who are not Joe Johnson, they were supposed to lie so convincingly that the panel thought that that person was Joe Johnson. So it's all a big lie going on. And so all this was happening, and the program was called To Tell the Truth, which was funny because they don't. And at the end, if you've all seen it, by the way, you young people, Google it. It's really cool to watch. Even still, it's 1,000 years old, but it's really fun to watch. Then at the end, when all the questioning's over, the host would say, will the real Joe Johnson please stand up? And each guy would go, remember? They'd go like, and then they'd pause, and then Joe Johnson would stand up. The crowd would go crazy. And he would get like points if he deceived the panel and all this kind of stuff. And it was really cute. The problem is that regarding the church at Corinth, you would have to ask, or you would have to have an audience or an arena to tell the truth, and you could not easily distinguish who the real believer was. Are you a Christian or are you not a Christian? Do you know Jesus or do you not know Jesus? There was a big game going on. It was horrible. You couldn't tell who was the real deal. And so if somebody would have said, will the real Christian please stand up? They would go like this. But in Corinth, the overwhelming evidence was nobody stood up. But they would name the name of Jesus. They would say, yeah, we're Christians. But they lived a life very differently. And so as we look at this, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, we now begin where we left off, verse 12. Paul says to the church at Corinth, all things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the bondage or under the power of any. Foods for the stomach and stomach for foods, but God will destroy or terminate. It doesn't mean he's going to be mad about it. It just means in the end, that's not going to matter. God will terminate, destroy, put an end to both it and them. Now the body, your body, my body, is not for sexual immorality, that is sex outside the confines of marriage, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God both raised up the Lord and will also raise us up by his power. Verse 15, do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a harlot or an immoral woman? Certainly not. Or do you not know that he who is joined to a harlot is one body with her? Because sex has spiritual connotations to it. For, he says, the two, he says, shall become one flesh. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Verse 18, flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does is outside the body. But he who commits sexual immorality sins against or inside his own body. Something happens internally regarding sexual sin. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? It's one of the greatest verses in the Bible, verse 20. For you were bought at a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. This is awesome. Here, Paul the Apostle, in a brilliant stroke of not only biblical truth, but coupled with divine sarcasm, levies this challenge to the church of California or Corinth. He lays it down and he says to them regarding their faith in Christ and their actions in the world that those two things should be completely in harmony, completely together. Why is this important? Because listen, the Greeks and the Corinthian Christians in Greece were infiltrated by the religions of the Greek Empire. And the religions of the Greek Empire, we would call today philosophies. They were philosophies. And listen to this. By the way, isn't this convenient? The gods of the Greeks, you could pick one that suited you. It's very convenient. Because if you wanted to live a certain lifestyle, if you could find a God that would back up your certain lifestyle. When I say God and I make this kind of motion, I'm holding like a little doll or an idol. That's because they would acquiesce or be a disciple of that God. I'm going to be the follower of Athena, or I'm going to be a follower of Aphrodite or Zeus or Mercury. You pick the God, Titan. You pick the God, that's the God you want to worship because that's what your fleshly appetite is about. Now watch how convenient this is. You pick this God, Aphrodite, a very lewd and sensuous God. And you go through all of the worship. You would go to the temple of Aphrodite. You would go through the worship practices of worshiping Aphrodite. Why would you pick that God? Because that's the God that satisfies your personal fleshly desire. And it's all justified in your spiritual philosophy. Have you noticed that the gods that we create are very, very tolerant of our vices? Are you angry? There's a religion for that. Do you want peace? There's a religion for that. Think about it. Paul is saying to the Corinthian believers, your worldly philosophy has crept in and has reshaped and remolded what biblical Christianity is. And are we not suffering from the same ailment in America today or in America's churches or maybe in our own lives that we begin to view the Bible through our worldview of where we've come out of or what's around us? And we begin to say things like this, yes, I know Jesus, just like the Greeks that were Corinthian believers, but I live this kind of a lifestyle because it's acceptable in my community. It's tolerated in my world where I live in. This is an absolute truth. Ladies and gentlemen, church family, wherever the true gospel goes, it should infiltrate that entire culture. There's a cry out there in the world. Listen carefully. If you haven't heard it, you're going to hear it big time more. There is a cry out there by even religious people saying, you Christians, you guys who believe in the Bible, just keep quiet. You can do anything you want inside the confines of your sanctuary, of your churches, but don't you write any articles, don't you make any public statements, and don't you go door to door and invite people to know Jesus, and don't you share your faith, because frankly, we don't want to hear it. Why? Because we already have our gods that sanction everything that we want to do. And we don't want to hear you say that Jesus died on the cross for our sins. This is happening in the world today. This is big in America right now. It is a departure from the true gospel. It's Corinthian.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
And so the Corinthian Christians were very much like the age that we're in the name of religion, but they had departed from Christ. Let me remind you of who they are, because Paul does the same. Take it down in your notes, though you should have this. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, he told them in verse 2, to the church of God, which is at Corinth. And that was a messed up church, man. Listen to what he says. To those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all who are in every place call on the name of the Lord Jesus, both theirs and ours. Verse 3, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus. I tell you what, if you memorize those verses, you'll be a happy camper for the rest of your life. But look at 1 Corinthians 6:11. Remember last time together, he gave this litany of those who the Corinthians were once without Jesus. And I don't need to go through that list. It's huge. You can read it later. 1 Corinthians 6. But look at verse 11. He says, and such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of our Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. So we say amen to that? Amen. Who we once were, we are no longer. Hallelujah. And that is a great thing. Point number one this morning, to tell the truth. Here we go. To tell the truth, what's your favorite thing to do? Don't shout it out. Just put it in your heart and mind and meditate on it as I speak to you this morning. What is your favorite thing to do? Paul is asking the Corinthian believers with a little bit of divine sarcasm. He applies a biblical question. Corinthians, Californians, Chino Hillians, or wherever you're from, what is your favorite thing to do? That's the question that goes out. And here it is. We want to look at ourselves this way. What is our favorite thing to do as individuals? Number one, I look at this starting at verse 12. My actions. My actions say that I'm a free man. So what do you like to do? If you are a Christian, your actions will speak and your actions will indicate to all who know you that you are a free man. He says, all things are lawful for me. And I'm going to need you to get your highlighter out. Get your pen ready, Bible students. If you've never marked up your Bible, today's the day to start marking it. And when it's all marked up, put a rubber band around it, put it on the shelf, and buy a new Bible. Start again. All things are lawful for me. This is an awesome statement. Paul is saying, as a Christian, I have been freed from the powers of sin and death. I have, listen to this, I have no handles, grips, or bars protruding from my life of this world anymore. You guys, I hate to put this picture into your mind, but it's in my mind, so I thought I'd pollute your mind with it as well. Have you ever seen those Olympic speed skaters that have thighs about as big as a cow? You know those guys? Whoosh, 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 right? Have you seen those clothes they wear? It's so embarrassing. I think they stand there and they just spray them in plastic. And what's the whole purpose? They got that helmet on, looks like a bug. And that guy's going so fast and he's skating on that ice. Are those Olympic speed bicyclist dudes? It's all about being sleek and fast and removing any chance of resistance to the cause. Are you with me? Paul is saying, for the believer, all the stuff's been washed away. We've now been slipped into a new body, a spiritual body, a body that is destined for victory, for glory, guaranteed by Jesus. We're real Christians now. We've got a whole new suit on. This is not the clothes we run in. And we are in a race to the end, and we are going, and everything has been slipped away. Another picture, but very accurate. Do you know how the Olympic wrestlers 2,000 years ago used to wrestle? They didn't want their opponent to have anything to grab onto to be able to gain the victory over them. So they greased themselves up, and they wore a gourd. It's called a gourd. And they would go out there, and they would fight to win a wreath. And that's the very word when Paul says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. And we would go, wow, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. Immediately the Greeks would understand what he's talking about. He says, but we wrestle against demonic spirits. Well, you can't put on enough grease to wrestle with a demonic spirit. It's spiritual. Are you clothed? And are you a free man in Jesus? Listen, this is for you to talk to God about. I'm only the messenger. Are you free? Is your favorite thing your liberty in Jesus Christ? Paul said to him, I am free. He says, all things are lawful for me. Technically, the word means I can do anything I want to do because I'm a Christian now. Listen to what I'm saying. Look at what he does. He quotes a proverb of the day, but all things are not helpful. But all things are not helpful. I'm completely free to do anything I want. My salvation will not be taken away from me. That being the case, do I go do whatever I want to? or do I do what God wants me to do? Listen to me right now. If you call yourself a Christian and you live for what you want to do, you are not free, and there's serious doubts if you're a Christian. The word Christian means a Christ follower. Paul says, I'm a Christian. I'm free to live any kind of life I choose, but I choose to follow Christ. And I've concluded, church, circle this. Our culture need this like never before. All things are not helpful. Honestly, can a Christian drink and get drunk and go to hell for that? No. But is it wise for him to do? It's not wise. Is it a good witness? Nope. Is it Christ honoring? Nope. Could you get in trouble? Yep. Are you with me? Yes. I can do anything I want. You sure can, can't you? And not everybody can receive this message today. Some of you maybe, I hope not in this church, maybe some other church, but not this church. You might be thinking, I can become a Christian and do anything I want? Cool. That's not a Christian. You've deceived yourself. You're tricking yourself. A real Christian says, wow, you mean I've got such liberty in Jesus, but now how I live is to his glory? The real Christian says, that is awesome. You mean I can live my life pleasing God just by how I live? Because listen, by how I live, it's not the status I earn by how I live. It's because of the status he's given me, I get to live. I get to be free from the grip of the world. Remember, we've all got that crazy looking plastic suit on. We're free. There's no handles on us. There's nothing to grab. Does the world have something to grab and say, look, this is where we have a stronghold? That's why the things that beset us, the things that really are dangerous, somebody might say, well, this is my secret little favorite thing. This is my little indulgence. Are you really free? He says, all things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Isn't that awesome? That is so exciting. Paul answers a tragically common question of not only this era, but of his own. Since I'm a Christian, somebody might say, why can't I just smoke pot, get drunk, eat all the time, become a glutton, do whatever I want to do, and live the life I want to live my way? Can't I be a Christian? People ask us, well, can't I just do what I want and be a Christian? I had somebody recently tell me, listen, I'm sleeping. I'm not sleeping with my boyfriend. I'm sleeping with anybody I want to sleep with. This was a teenager. And I said, listen, you need Jesus. You need Christ. And that young lady was offended. What? Are you implying I'm not a Christian? I said, the words are yours. Ladies and gentlemen, church family, wake up now. You can't live a life that is for your own indulgences and then say that when it's all over in the end, I'm going to go to heaven. What a great world. Live like I don't know God, but at the right time, pull up the God or Jesus trump card and I'm home free. That's called antinomianism, and it will destroy your life.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio with his message called To Tell the Truth. Thanks for being with us today. You know, this message is part of Pastor Jack's series called 1 Corinthians. It's a series on the Corinthian church and the Apostle Paul's bold call for purity. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio.
Did you know that there's a certain way the Lord wants you to live your entire life? Imagine living every day with purpose, free from worry, and full of joy, no matter what life brings. Find out more about this effortless faith when you order our current featured resource called Ignite Your Life by Barry McGuire. Ignite Your Life is our gift to you when you make a donation of any amount to the ministry at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com.
Go to jackhibbs.com and get your copy of Ignite Your Life today. Pastor Jack, I love when you pray, and I really do it. It's inspiring. Would you do us a favor and pray for the Real Life Radio audience?
Davey, I would be grateful to take you up on that offer. And so let's do that right now, everybody. Heavenly Father, we come before you in that name that is above every name, that it's the name of Jesus Christ, where every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that he is Lord of the glory of God the Father.
Father, we pray your scripture right now. We ask you, Lord God, that you would, in a very powerful way, bring such an illumination and such a call to repentance among your people, the church, believers, not only in the United States, but around the world, to seek your face, to call out to you. Lord, we confess our sins right now that we don't cry out to you enough. Lord, we confess that we don't even understand the situations enough to cause us to be concerned enough. We need your mercy. We need your grace. So Lord, please, we pray for you to take hold of our lives and cause us to walk closer to you than we have ever walked in our lives. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen.
This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.